starting off with the celebration that Cardiff Electric is gone. Another victory for Stuttering John.
Admiral Sulu, congratulations, John. You've driven that troll, Cardiff, off the airwaves.
Also, he doesn't realize this, but Cardiff Electric is like a Jedi. Like, you can't kill him. He'll be back.
He'll be more powerful, than you could possibly imagine.
Like, don't celebrate the Cardiff is gone. Trust me. There's more to come from that guy.
Yeah.
Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. Cardiff Electric, he's so cool. Come out and play. He's the guy all the other guys are jealous of. Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Uh-huh. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and some other people. We love you, Cardiff.
Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve, from Weird Medicine, and you're listening to the world-famous Cardiff Electric Podcast, one of the most famous podcasts on the internet today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to What's the Deal with the Dabbler, Episode 2. The reaction from Episode 1 has been so outstanding. It's allowed me to monetize my YouTube and make lots of money from using Stuttering John as a topic and discussing his show. So let's get right to it and see what John was up to on his September 17th show. Oh, it's on my favorite part, the twerking alien. This makes no fucking sense. There he is, hold on. Don't want to miss any of this. Juicy, sweaty goodness.
Everybody thinks I don't have not one sock.
Whoa, hold on. I got to go back. This is going to be good.
You could have your theories, okay? This clamming guy is me.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. Don't know why the video is so slow today. Possibly John's Wi-Fi.
And I was getting my glaze, if you will, my little you know, try and look younger color.
It's not working.
Come on, I'm too young inside to look old.
No.
Anyway, let me say hi to everybody out there.
I'm not a doctor. But I can say, without a doubt, that you are not young inside. Not at all. Not a doctor.
My fighting weight. Might have to kick some ass on something.
What are you fighting? Diabetes?
Oh, it's so funny. Hey,
Thank you.
I'll feed the trolls. Okay? This is a segment called I'll feed the trolls. I don't have any sock accounts, okay?
I like the name of this segment already. So John says he has no sock accounts. Interesting.
You know, Everybody thinks I don't have not one sock.
Yes, you do. Okay? No, you don't have one. That's true.
You could have your theories, okay? This Clareman guy is me. It's not. Arbiter of Cool is me. It's not. All these guys are just fans of the great Stuttering One.
That's funny.
They're not me, you fucking idiots.
That's funny.
It's exhausting.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, Shorty One is here. Gandhi Angles, Cramberoni. I'm looking forward to my first guest, and hopefully he'll hang around for a while. Haven't seen this young, handsome gentleman in a while.
Is it your son?
He's been on a two-month hiatus, and he's back. And he's written a novel. I can't wait to talk to him. He's very missed on the show. I didn't know how I could do it without him, to tell you the truth.
You haven't.
Cramberoni, I've split up the cats and put Ralphie out, so there shouldn't be any interruption today. Good, he's not. Felipe Goncalves.
Cramberoni.
How are you? You're at a John Fetterman rally. Good. I hope he's recovering well from that stroke. Carl Jacobson, my Danish brethren. Jameson Link. Don't forget this Super Chat Saturday, Gerard Sullivan.
Oh, it's Super Chat Saturday.
John, please leave those podcasting trolls out of your show. They're right-wing nuts who hate for who you are and stand for. I know, Gerard. But, you know, sometimes I'm entertained, especially when I'm seeing every fan of mine on Twitter is called me. They think everybody who's a fan of mine is me.
I wonder why, John.
It's hysterical.
I wonder why.
It's hysterical. Andrea Brower, my moderator. Kat Marco.
193.
193. Elizabeth. Gonna go quick here. As fast as I can go. Benny Loco, my moderator. How are you, darling? Let's see. Diana Turner. You know, Mark P. I hang out in an English pub.
Really?
And the Brits all say darling. So I'm picking it up, and now I get it. You know, James Bond always said darling.
No, he never said that.
So how are you, Andrea, darling? Yes, I am in a good mood. After my haircut, I went and got a Starbucks coffee and an everything bagel plain, of course, for $7.
Okay. So first, you're bragging about going to Starbucks coffee. And then you got a bagel from Starbucks. And it was $7. You're a fucking idiot. Please continue.
And then I picked up my OCD medication.
I hope it's cyanide.
Because if I don't, I'll have another seizure. Pamela DePaul, I never had a seizure, but it came close. Good as gold!
So, if you don't take it, you'll have another one. But you never had one. I don't understand.
How are you? Facebook people, you're failing me. During this broadcast, you can support my page by sending stars, a digital gift that helps me earn money.
You're failing
Come
him.
On, nobody wants to work for free here. Even though, you know, I don't really think this is work.
Nobody thinks this is work.
I love doing what I do. I even love substitute teaching. Yeah, I do. I like teaching kids. The other day I taught a kid all about square roots.
It might be his New York accent, but he says touching very strangely.
The kid was like amazed. Never knew, which is kind of sad. I think I knew about square roots when I was 4. Rose Blake, but it's okay. Murphy Murph. human of being.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. What age do they teach square roots in school?
Okay, I found this on the web for what age do they teach square roots in school. Check it out.
Oh, third grade. When you would be 8 years old. Fucking idiot.
Frankie Smith. The Squeegee. Jackie Hobson. All these people. Greg, all these people are going to buy your book. So, Frankie Smith, so you be nice and they purchase you. Jackie Hobson. J.M. Vandy, I'm just, I don't want to keep Greg waiting, but I do want to say hi to these people. Linda McEwen, William Nichols, Yvonne Watkin, Yang, 2028. I think I'm being catfished because there's a girl way too hot for me. Way too hot. I mean, one of my...
Now, if I was to picture a girl that's way too hot for John... Well, some jokes don't need to be said.
One of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen, and now she's like, you know, I don't know. She says she's interesting.
Yeah, you're being catfished, dumbass.
Benevolent, a benevolent goddess. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm a handsome man, but Christy Smith, she's way out of my league when it comes to looks. Lucy, goddess, Sherry,
again.
P, gypsy, mama, gonna take
too
you
easy.
By the hand. Paul, Augustine, Stewart, we're over 200 already, and the show just started. Let's get it to 3, 4, maybe 1,000 in the room live. Agent.
Yes, reading more names will get your numbers
How
up, John.
You? Hi, Mom.
Definitely.
Martha Salinas, Joy Hine. John, hit him with the Hine. Kenny Gill from Melbourne, Australia. Kenneth Otto. John Lynch, Sean Wallace. I know Shorty won. This loser, I won't even mention his name. He was on the Stern Show, okay?
Oh,
but
me.
Only because
on
he was
Stern
a caller.
Show.
And his only job was to handle whack packers. So let me just
oh,
say
hi,
this
Shuli.
To this little person who ran away from me when I tried to interview him. This little coward with his backpack on. He looked like the Cowardly Turtle. Let me just say, dude, okay? I left the Stern Show on my own account to go be a staff writer and announcer on the greatest TV show on earth, The Tonight Show.
Yeah, and how'd that work out for you, dumbass?
You got fired.
No, he didn't.
Thank you.
Did get fired, actually. He quit.
Benny Loco, thanks for the $2.
Shuli did my show.
Saturday.
He's a good dude.
So, yes. You know, there's a very big difference. I've been in a lot of...
So hold on. John doesn't like Shuli. Shuli is Jewish. Is John anti-Semitic? Think about it.
Movies and TV shows. I've written for several shows. Not you. You're a loser.
Looking in a mirror.
Can't get my name out of your fucking mouth. Because you're zealous. I mean jealous. Little jelly. The Cowardly Turtle is a little jelly. Jelly for the smelly. Stuttering John. All right.
He really is
go.
Stupid, isn't he?
Oh, really? Oh, Pockface is trashing. Thank you, Patty Freeburn. Is trashing Opie's kids now, and one of them is disabled. Well, what do you want from a domestic
Pockface.
Abuser, pedophile, and, you know, racist, staunch racist? What do you expect?
A funny show?
There's only one of us who have a criminal record, and it ain't me. Martha Salinas never been arrested in my life. So, emergency remedial truth. Larry Carlton's Amy denies limbo. And now, without further ado.
Never been arrested in his life. Add one more credit to the resume. Right after the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar roast.
I know, Jeanette Cook. I know. I live rent-free in all these people's heads. But they only can make money by trashing me, which must be some kind of compliment.
At least you have a place to live if you ever sell that shitty apartment.
Right? You know, it has to be a compliment. Because as the great Reggie Jackson once said, they don't boo
they
nobodies.
Don't boo nobodies.
And I am certainly not a nobody. That's for damn sure. In my life than any of these twits will ever have done. Now, without further ado, another man who's done plenty in his life. One of the great friends of the Stuttering John podcast, which, by the way, my numbers are going up and up. And see, people go, oh, well, it's YouTube. And you... Now, I'm all over. Apple, iTunes, everywhere. Everywhere. This podcast goes out everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitch, everywhere.
Okay, dummy. Let me explain something to you. The Stuttering John industry is booming. I'm covering your show now. Who Are These Podcasts is covering your show. Anthony Cumia is covering your show. Shuli Agar, who you may not like because of his Semitic heritage. I don't know. Just guessing. Just a theory I have based on some of the things you've said. Revenge of the Sis is covering your show. Drew and Mike. Everybody is covering your show. That is why people are watching your show. Idiot.
And my numbers keep on going up, thanks to all you guys.
No, Mike thanks Greenberg, to thanks the trolls.
Bucks, by the way, no beer in the balcony today because I did it on Thursday with Elon Gold. And it was one of the funniest. I talked to my friend who listened and watched. He said, John, that was your best beer in the balcony yet.
That's like saying, never mind. I don't want to get in trouble from the little people community.
Elon is one of the funniest people in the world. He goes, I can't believe that guy's not a household name. And really, become a Patreon member at patreon.com/ Stuttering John, because that one was great.
So you want your friend to become a household name, yet you hide his great performance on Beer on the Balcony behind your paywall with 18 subscribers. Great friend. I think I have more patrons than you do, John. How do you like them? Potatoes.
Oh, here's another one. Patty Freeburn, 279. Can you donate this to the SJ Cancer Charity? Now, first of all, Pat, I don't have a cancer charity. I asked for a week for some donations for a friend that everybody knows in this chat.
That you stole.
Everybody. My mom happens to know this person.
Allegedly.
Personally. And sent this person a check. So this person can pay for his or her spouse's chemo.
Okay. Prove it, John. Have your mom write a note stating that it's true. Then we'll know it's true. And perhaps the Attorney General of the state of California will accept that.
Which is $300 every chemo session, and now he's got to undergo 12 more.
So take the money from Drew and Mike and Dr. Steve.
Oh, you stole money. Like pop.
Help your friend.
Sue him for. but he's got no money left. He's burning through that money like fucking shit through a goose.
Puckface.
I would never steal any money. And this person who doesn't want the name to be mentioned, because let's just say this person has been doxxed and
if this person exists, they would be embarrassed to be associated with you. They would rather die of cancer.
And these trolls have done some irreparable damage to him.
You've already said it's him.
But I will say, there is no fake charity. I was trying to do a nice thing, because my motto in life has always been, I am here to help people, because what else the fuck am I here for? So, you know, who the fuck? These people are crazy. Thank you for the $2 for the drill. Sorry. Now that I got all that out of the way, let's chemo, which is 300 every chemo session. And now he's got. Greenberg, thanks for the $2, by the way. No beer in the balcony, Teddy. There is no fake charity. I was trying to do a nice thing, because my motto in life has always been, I am here to help people.
Yes.
Because what else the fuck am I
here for? He's always said that.
So, you know, who the fuck? These people are crazy.
Numbers are up because people like me heard you on WDIP. Why do I podcast? How long did that super chat stay up?
Thank you for the $2 for the
gone.
Sorry. Now, without further ado, now that I got.
But he left the cancer
way,
charity post up for a long time.
Greg Olio.
Send me money.
How are you, buddy?
I'm better.
Okay, he's got a guest. Who cares? Richard Ojeda's on. Who cares? So I've jumped ahead because, let's be honest, when John has guests on like Greg Oliar and Richard Ojeda, it's fucking boring. But Greg Oliar has written a book. As you can see, he's showing the book called Empress, The Secret History of Anna Kay. I paused it here, because I'm pretty confident more people will buy this book watching this video than watching Stuttering John. You're welcome, Greg Oliar. You should do my show instead.
There, I mean, cover, which I did not design, so I can say. It's very thick, as you
ooh,
see.
Ooh, a thick book.
And it's available on Amazon. I'm going to be writing tomorrow on my Substack, which is called Prevail, a lot about it and the process and where you can go buy it and all this kind of stuff. I have a deal that I'm working out.
Love you both, and please come back again soon.
Love you, bro. Airborne.
Got
it.
Thank
you, Airborne.
Thanks for all watching, everybody.
All right, see you, Greg. I'll see you, Army Major. And what a great show, everybody.
Yes, it was fantastic.
I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I want to thank my guests, the great Greg Oliar and the great Army Major Richard Ojeda.
Great.
I want to thank my moderators today, Andrea Brower.
Andrea Brower.
And
please unblock
Betty Loco.
Me, Andrea.
I also would like to thank all of you for the generous Super Chats and PayPal.
The donations to your
and also all the
cancer
great,
charity.
Points that you guys make, the great questions. And, you know, I do glance, even though I can do two things at once. I'm paying attention.
You can't
to the
do
guests,
one thing at once.
And I am glancing at the chat so I can see what's going on, because I know that you are all incredibly bright. Now, again, Beer on the Balcony I did on Thursday, and I told you guys I was going to do that because I had Elon Gold.
Sounds like a threat.
Was one of the top 10 Beer on the Balconies. You have to go watch if you haven't.
Wait, earlier in the show, it was the best beer on the balcony you've ever done. It's already dropped down to top 10.
Checked it out yet. It is hysterical. His impressions are spot on. His stories are hysterical. So, he literally had me laughing.
The whole adjectives show.
And,
are
know,
endless.
A lot of people told me that was the best. That was the best beer on the balcony. So become a Patreon member at Patreon.
Now it's the best again.
/stutteringjohn. Keep those Patreon, keep them coming. It's only $5 a month, and you get all the beer on the balconies. And you know, I continue to have great celebrities on there.
$5.
Rainn Wilson, Jay Leno, Larry the Cable Guy, Richard Lewis. I mean, the list is endless.
None of those people have been on in a very long time.
And I'll continue to, do that. And it's a great, just kind of cool show, you know, just talking comedy, life, love, and everything
else. Cool show.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Go Yankees. Go Aaron Judge. Get me that 35 quiche.
Fuck
and,
Yankees.
I'll be back here. I'm not gonna do that Sunday show because football's back. I gotta figure it out. But I will be back on Tuesday with the great Glenn Kirshner.
Ooh.
So and Rick Wilson will be coming on, I think, next week. And hopefully Larry the Cable Guy from Beyond the Bottom.
Yeah, that's not
all right, everybody. I will see you on Tuesday at noon PST. This is Stuttering John saying Kikiye.
Well,
no smoking.
This is Cardiff Electric with episode 2 of What's the Deal with the Dabbler? Gagia.
Cardiff, sir. Cranberry here. We need to talk about Cranberoonie. He's ruining the plan. He must be stopped.